You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School, episode 337, Best Summer Flowers for Feng Shui. Welcome to episode 337 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Laura Morris and Angie Cho are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School, and we're authors of Mindful Living, a guide to the everyday magic of feng shui. If you didn't know, Laura and I teach a feng shui certification program online at mindfuldesignschool.com. We teach one course a year, and we also do other little things throughout the year. And just to tell you, if you want to know about our offerings outside of the podcast, we recommend you sign up for our mailing list. You can visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join to sign up for our mailing list. We have special free content, workshops, and events that are available only to our newsletter subscribers. For instance, right now we're having a giveaway for a free mini home consultation, and that's only available to our newsletter subscribers. So please join our mailing list. Visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join. Or you can probably go down in whatever podcast app you're listening to and find the show notes. And if there's anything clickable, there'll be a link to sign up for our mailing list. So we're in the heat of summer, and Laura and I both love flowers. So we thought we would do yet another episode about flowers and feng shui. So we wanted to share the best or our favorite summer flowers for feng shui. And we wanted to make sure that they would be accessible for most people. And we're going to talk about where you can place them, why for feng shui. So Laura is going to set us up.
So feng shui and flowers. We get questions about flowers a lot, you know, doing different workshops or just through our students. And flowers are used in feng shui in specific ways for adjustments that generally have to do with obviously lifting the qi, changing the qi. And a lot of it is in connection with cultivating beauty, bringing in more joy into your life. There is actually a specific adjustment that we do, and we're going to talk about our recommendation for one area that's kind of a spin-off on that. And flowers are symbolic in feng shui because of their beauty, but also because of their impermanence, because flowers are different than plants. So often when we're telling people to do a feng shui adjustment, we might tell them you need to boost the qi, you need to bring in the wood element, you need to create more vital energy. So we would say you're going to want to bring in a new plant into your home. With flowers, you can still bring flowers into your home with the objective of enlivening and boosting the qi, but it's slightly different because flowers have color, first of all, which is a big deal, which is a big part of how and why we use them. But they also have they're in a state of decay, right? Because you've cut them. So they are a symbol of impermanence, but also of the right now, the being present right now. And actually in tarot, flowers in bloom mean the time is now. So it's a similar idea where, you know, being really present, really using flowers to change the qi of that moment, but also watching them, taking care of them, maybe changing out the ones that are starting to wilt, changing the water. These are things that you have to do because you don't want wilting and dying flowers there. So they do require maintenance. So flowers are like a little lesson in being present, in taking time right now to make a change in your life. And the other beautiful thing about flowers is many of them have a symbolism or they have a color that you can use to add that other dimension. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about five areas of your home, what flower to put, why, and, you know, a little bit of background on that.
So the five areas of the home we're going to focus on in this episode are the entry, so the formal entry of your home, where your front door is, which represents how energy comes to you. Then the kitchen, which represents where you nourish yourself, where you feed yourself. It's the hearth of the home. the bedroom, which represents you and your heart, where you spend the most time and a lot of that time resting and rejuvenating. Your workspace, which represents your career or your path in life or how you show up in the world, as well as your dining room, which represents your community, your friendships. So we'll start with the entryway. One really simple way to bring in the power of fresh flowers in terms of feng shui, from a feng shui perspective, is to invite a mixed bouquet of fragrant flowers. In feng shui, fragrance is really important. So just gather the most fragrant flowers you can find. You can bring in this mixed bouquet with the intention to bring joy and change that qi, the life force energy of your home, when you walk in, because that's where qi enters your home. So what are some favorite flowers that you like to use at your front door, Laura?
Well, some flowers, again, focusing on summer, which is right now, the time right now, as well as the fragrance of it. Some of the flowers that I would pick are stargazer lilies, roses, yarrow, dianthus is another one, which is sort of a smaller carnation. Those are all really fragrant and they're also available now. Honeysuckle, there's other flowers, but trying to stay accessible, these are ones that you could pretty easily find. And for flowers, the fragrant part of it's really important. As I mentioned earlier, for our school of feng shui that we teach, Black Sec Feng Shui, there's actually an adjustment that has to do with fragrant flowers and bringing fragrant flowers in order to change the qi of the home and to bring more joy in, to uplift your spirits. And you want to turn over that bouquet, making sure that it's a new bouquet, and you can do it over however many days you like. But, you know, doing it over, let's say, 15 days or 27 days, having maybe every few days bringing in a new bouquet, you can play around with that about cycling in a new bouquet with the intention to really bring more joy into your home and being mindful about it. You don't have to do the cycling out. You could just have the one bouquet there, set the intention, and then when it starts to wilt or starts to die, you're going to want to remove it because it's done what it needed to do.
Yes. So the next area that we can look at is the dining room. And as I said before, the dining room represents your community, how you connect to others, your friendships. So one of our favorites that, if they're still available in the summer, can be peonies. They're only available in early summer. So peonies are a great one. You can certainly have the pink peonies, but for this specific purpose, for the dining room, you could actually go for some of the darker toned peonies, like purple, the burgundy ones, the richer, deeper colors, to symbolize that deepening of friendships and community that some of you may be looking at. Like if you want to look at bringing in more energy, more qi, more feng shui energy to your friendships and community, bringing in like this deeper color of the peony or deeper colors in general, like deep purple or burgundy rather than the light colors, can symbolize that you also want to deepen your connection with others in your community. And then there's also another aspect to working with flowers, for instance, peonies, but you can use other flowers too that have this dark purple burgundy color, is that it cultivates abundance. And color purple relates to the abundance area of the feng shui bagua. It's a combination of fire and wood. And there's a connection with your abundance and how generous you can be and how you connect with your community. So you can start to investigate that with this particular approach to bringing feng shui summer flowers into your dining room. And the dining table is central to your home, symbolic of abundance, because you share your meals with family and friends, especially during the summertime. And so you can bring in this bouquet of fresh purple flowers like peonies for prosperity, luck, to cultivate more elegance. And they are like big and lush, and they start as really small, tight little buds, but then they open up into these huge blooms that are so abundant and generous. You could, you know, it's like a big powder puff in your face. We love the idea of bringing in a bouquet of fresh cut peonies into your home for abundance, for more graceful generosity and beauty into your home, and also to invite your friends and community and family to dine with you with generosity at your own dining room table.
The next area is the bedroom, and we chose two different options for the bedroom. Either you could try fresh cut lavender, and we're going to get the question about what about dried? And it's yes, but it's sort of a different objective. It's more for the fragrance or whatnot and the color, but yes and no, but we'll park that now. If you can get access to fresh cut lavender, that would be amazing. Also another, you know, soft purple flower, but we'll talk a bit more. Lavender has a little bit more of a layer to it. Or the other area you could focus on, or the other objective or intention, is bringing in something, a flower like pink stock or pink snapdragons. Stock has that kind of, they're a stock type flower, like, you know, in the shape, but then they're also called stock, S-T-O-C-K. And they have these fluffy kind of blooms. They're quite pretty. And they come in this nice pale pink. And the feng shui objective, or the feng shui purpose, would be both to calm and soothe the energy, the qi in your bedroom, and also to, if for the pink stock, for self-care and for heart healing. And so you could do this together. You could actually make a mixed of both of them, or you could choose one or the other. Lavender is symbolic of calm, of clarity, of cleansing. Lavender as a scent is one that is for soothing, for calming the nerves, for in you know, helping with sleep as well. And lavender as a flower and a plant comes in many colors. Traditionally, obviously, that light purple that we now associate with the color, you know, it's sort of synonymous, but it also comes in pale yellow and white as well. But that purpley color is the one that also brings in sort of another dimension to it. So that light to mid-value purple, or with even blue undertones, it is like amethyst, right? It has that color of an amethyst crystal. Lavender inspires tranquility and ease. That purple just is easy and calming. And it was actually a color that was adored by Monet and the Impressionists. They were really the ones that brought in that use, the idea that light could actually come across as this lavender purple color, and that's what the shadows looked like. The shadows weren't black, actually, but they were actually shades of purples and lavenders. So as a member of this purple family, and yes, it's a lighter purple, it is also connected with abundance as well. But this idea of contentment, right? Of just peace and contentment. So lavender as a plant and a cut flower is really a lovely thing to bring into your bedroom. And then the other one is focusing on self-care and healing. Pink stock, like I mentioned, that was just one that I picked. But you could pick another pink flower, like a snapdragon. Really, it's because it's focusing on the, you know, the shape of the plant, but also the color, that pale rosy pink. Again, it's almost bringing in that rose quartzy color, right? Which again, this pink is connected to an area of the Bagua for self-care, for love, for nurturing. So you could bring in that a pale pink or a soft pink flower into your bedroom with the objective to really focus on your self-care and your healing.
Next up, we have the kitchen. And one of the most summery flowers you could probably think of is the sunflower. And I want to make sure, after I talk, that Laura says a little bit about what sunflowers represent in tarot. But from a feng shui perspective, we look at sunflowers and the kitchen as a source of life force energy, a source of yang qi, because in the kitchen, we create food for ourselves, we nourish ourselves. And sunflowers have this abundant quality of calling in that nourishing qi of the sun. If we didn't have the sun on this earth, we would be in big trouble. That most living things need the nourishment of the sun, and our food is created from sunlight, and also that we long for the sun. We long to move towards the light, and like most living plants and people and beings, we also seek out the sun. Like I can imagine my dogs, they love to sit in the sunlight as it comes in the morning. And especially on a cold day, we really look forward to the sun. Not so much on the hottest days of the year, but we still appreciate the summertime being out. So there's some importance with this warmth that the sun can provide. And so from a feng shui perspective, bringing in sunflowers can really boost our energy and health. And from a Chinese medicine perspective, warmth is one of the most important things to support your health and longevity. So bringing in sunflowers into your home can be a symbol of power, strength, and loyalty. And if you place this bouquet or just one sunflower in your kitchen, you can place this with the intention to support even more how you nourish yourself, because these sunflowers are inviting in that qi of the sun, that yang qi. And also, if we look at feng shui color theory, the color yellow is related to health and nourishment and earth element that can give us the nourishment and support that we need. So there's many different ways that sunflowers can specifically be a beautiful way to bring in the qi of summer into your home, especially in the kitchen. And also, sunflowers are generally pretty accessible. Even if you go to a generic grocery store, you may find sunflowers. So there, we wanted to make sure that you could get something accessible as well. And then Laura, you know, can you tell us a little bit about sunflowers and tarot?
Yeah, sunflowers are, they show up in a couple different cards, and they do represent the same energy or the same message as the sun, but you also have that layer of flowers in bloom being the time is now. And for the sun and sunflowers, they're connected to truth and to really connecting with your own truth and being opened up to possibility. It's a very positive symbol in the tarot. And like the sun, it's kind of almost like an awakening. And of course, there's the belief that sunflowers turn and sort of as the sun moves, they move. And that's not actually true. But the idea is that they face their truth. They face that, they face the light, they face that sort of awakening. And so that is that connection with, it has sort of a really powerful symbolism in tarot. It's not too far off of how we look at it in feng shui with the idea of the sun and yang energy and that bright yang powerful energy as well. It's very similar. So last area that we will go over in terms of what flower you can bring to a specific area if you choose to this summer are red roses. Red roses into the area of, let's say, your workspace, or if you have an office, or you have a place that you're doing most of your work. It could be some red roses. It could be the number is, you know, we can talk a little bit in a second about number. It could just be one. It could be a number of them. It could also be another red flower. If you're not a fan of roses, roses just have that fragrance as well that we spoke about earlier. And then obviously that color red. You could also look at a fiery, bright orange lilies, you know, tiger lilies type things, but it's that real fiery energy that we're looking for the objective or the feng shui intention of bringing in more luck, because red is a very lucky color in feng shui, or with the intention of bringing more visibility. And the visibility is the fire element here. When the fire element is brought in, it is about having clarity, being seen, being visible. And if you want in your work, the work you're doing, to bring more visibility into what you do, maybe be seen, maybe get a promotion, I don't know, maybe you're out in the world, you want people to notice you, red is that color. Red is the color you would use. The fire element is the element that calls this in. So a bouquet of red roses would do that. And if you really want to go bold with it, you could do 9 red roses, and you could place them in a particular part of your office or even your home. You could put it in what we call the inspiration area. If you have our book, you could see how to find that. You can also go on our blog as well. We have a sort of a Bagua e-kit, but essentially it's a part of the Bagua that represents all of those things that I talked about: visibility, success, recognition, reputation, and of course, inspiration, so that you're inspired, you know, in your job, you're inspiring others and they see that. So you can put 9 roses or 9 red flowers in that area. It is, if you are, you know, looking at a box, it's basically dead center back from across from your door of whatever room you're in. And, you know, setting the attention again to just to not be afraid to be seen, to not be afraid to be visible. And if you want to keep it a little bit more low key, just simply bringing in 1 red rose or a red rose and some, you know, lilies, if you like, to bring in that lucky, auspicious chi and placing it somewhere on your desk or somewhere where you're working with the intention to really boost that auspicious protective energy. That's another way you could do it as well.
Yes. And I really love garden roses or like primrose. They're so beautiful, more so than, you know, the typical cultivated roses you think of when you think of like Valentine's dozen roses. Those are kind of, they're like bionic roses.
They they don't smell very much either. The most fragrant roses are actually the wild roses.
Mm-hmm. So I think you can explore that. But I know because I meet a lot of flower bugs and those of you who do have some interest in flowers already, you're probably listening because you love flowers and you already know about this. Mm-hmm. But those who are not so familiar with flowers, you can also ask friends who have like gardens and maybe together you can explore wild roses as well. So there's many different ways. And so we hope that each of you will have an opportunity to explore this particular summer with some beautiful summer blooms. You know, Laura and I love flowers. I now teach Ikebana, and Laura actually worked with flowers a long time ago, but she also has a garden, which I don't. And so she's a major flower bug. So anyway, we hope all of you will bring in the beauty of flowers into your home and beautify your home and connect with nature and the chi of Mother Nature and these flowers and invite the wisdom of flowers into your home and life. And hopefully this episode will give you some more guidance with that. So thank you all for listening to this episode of the Holistic Spaces podcast. You can tune in every week for a new episode. If you like our episode, if you like our podcast, you can now check us out on YouTube so you can see us talking about this. And sometimes we'll have visual props as well. Like especially when Laura does the chi forecast for tarot, she'll show the tarot cards. So you can find us on YouTube. You can search for Holistic Spaces Podcast. You can also see clips on Instagram. And the best way to stay in touch with us is to join our mailing list. So you can visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join. We're really looking forward to hearing from you guys. So when you enter our giveaway for a free mini home consultation with me and Laura, which is something that we never do. We only offer that for a podcast listener. We don't even offer that for our students. Oh, actually we do in our graduate. We do in our graduate membership. Sometimes we'll do things together, but it's pretty rare. We usually kind of do them separately. So we hope you'll enter that giveaway for a free mini home consultation. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.